Most county health departments across Florida are getting out of prenatal care. Most, but not all. Some programs are finding creative ways to offer care for poor pregnant women. As part of our series on the decline of prenatal care, Health News Florida reporter Abe Abaraya looks at one central Florida county that's bucking the trend.
21-year-old Brianna Colson has just met with her obstetrician at the Brevard County Health Department. In addition to taking care of 10-day-old twins, she also has to take care of herself, and her doctor loaded her up with supplies.
Okay, so we got some peroxide, some packing for, to pack it, gauze.
Giving birth to twins is always a high-risk pregnancy, but Colson is also on Medicaid. She had no complications during the pregnancy other than needing to slow down and heal. And she says getting in to see the OB doctor here at the County Health Department on Florida's Space Coast was easy. And there's a reason for that. Well, not so much a reason as a person. Dr. Hadar Hishmati, his name is on the building in Rockledge, and he's not shy bragging about the program he built 20 years ago.
Our prenatal care, I tell you that, it's number one in the United States.
Brevard County has 100% coverage for pregnant women. 100%. Here, the safety net isn't a net at all, it's a floor.
Any pregnant woman, it doesn't matter if they have money or not, if they are legally here or not, whatever, we are open to them. That's the only county that we have 100% coverage.
How? Well, Hishmati developed a formula, and it's kind of brilliant in its simplicity. In Brevard County, almost every OB doctor is an employee of the health department. They get paid by the hour for seeing Medicaid and uninsured patients and for delivering their babies. The whole maternity budget is $3.2 million. As government employees, they can't be sued if a birth goes bad, so doctors can see high-risk patients without the worry of big, multi-million-dollar lawsuits or, just as likely, not getting paid for their services. They don't have to handle billing Medicaid, and they don't have to fight each other for Medicaid patients. They just divide them up. Now, the program isn't perfect. It's run a little shy of cash a few times and had to ask for money from Brevard County's government. But by and large, the 20-year-old program is touted as a national model.
If everybody doing that, the state of Florida will be the first state to have 100% coverage for the pregnant woman.
Some have described Hishmati as a visionary, a prophet even. Four cabinets in the health department are packed with awards for the county's approach to prenatal care. He says he was just someone who saw what was happening in prenatal care 20 years ago and found a solution. And what was happening on Florida's Space Coast 20 years ago is now happening in large parts of the state. Hishmati rattles off the consequences.
So many patients without prenatal care, they don't know where to go. They don't have money. No prenatal care. End up hospital emergency room for delivery. Huge, huge malpractice.
Like many people described as visionaries, Hishmati spends a lot of time preaching to other health departments, but they often fail, he says, because counties will take bits and pieces of their program model and not the whole thing. Take the three Florida counties who added prenatal care to their health department in the last 3 years. Pasco County, Bradford County, and Union County.
So they're really great. They give me a little cubby. So I have my own little, cubicle. And then we have our own exam room. So this is the women's health exam room.
Oh. Jennifer Pruitt is a certified nurse midwife for Gainesville OBGYN. That private practice gets a rent-free room to see Medicaid patients once a week at the Bradford County Health Department in Stark. It's about an hour north of Gainesville.
I can do Doppler, so I listen to heart tones. I do education. We talk about gestational diabetes. I can draw lab work. I mean, I literally have a little mini command unit that I bring with me.
Officials in Bradford County say hiring an obstetrician like Brevard County does would be the best option. But without the funding to do that, a cubby in a cubicle for a visiting midwife is the next best thing. For Health News Florida, I'm Abe Abaraya in Orlando.
You can see more about prenatal care and other health policy issues at healthnewsflorida.org.